This is Fresh Air. I'm Marty Moscoen, in for Terry Gross. Robert Pinsky, who's been named our new poet laureate, hasn't assumed his post yet. But in celebration of National Poetry Month, we've asked him to read his new poem, House Hour. Book critic Maureen Cargan follows with a look at his work, as well as a look at some recent books by other contemporary poets.
House Hour. Now the pale honey of a kitchen light burns at an upstairs window, the sash across. Milky daylight moon, sky scored by phone lines. Houses in rows, patient as cows. Dormers and gables of an immigrant street in a small city, the wind-worn afternoon shading into night. Hundreds of times before, I have felt it in some district of shingle and downspout at just this hour. The renter walking home from the bus, carrying a crisp bag. Maybe a store visible at the corner, neon at dusk. Macaroni mist fogging the glass. Unwilled, seductive as music, brief as dusk itself. The forgotten mirror brushed for dozens of years by the same gray light, the same shadows of soffit and beam end, a reef of old snow glowing along the walk. If I am hollow, or if I am heavy with longing, the same ponderous houses of siding, fur framing, horsehair plaster, fired bricks in a certain light changing nothing but touching those separate hours of the past and now at this one time of day, touching this one, last spokes of light silvering the attic dust.
That was our new poet laureate, Robert Pinsky, reading from his poem, House Hour.